This episode is brought to you in part by Wholehearted Love, a new book by Caleb and Stephanie Rouse. Overcome the barriers that hold you back in your relationships with God and with others, and delight in feeling safe, seen, and loved with Wholehearted Love. For more information, go to Tyndale.com.
Welcome to day 19 of the 21 Days of Gratitude here on Grace Enough Podcast. I am your host, Amber Cullum, and it's honestly hard to believe that we are winding down our time together focusing on gratitude. We ended yesterday's episode by beginning a gratitude practice focused on Philippians 4:8. That practice can be found at graceenoughpodcast.com/free-gratitude-practice under week 3, day 3. Today, I want to continue that practice, but I first want to ask you, when you hear Philippians 4:8, do you simply gloss over the words written there, or do definitions of those words spring up in your mental dictionary, allowing you to move right into thinking about the things written there? Here is what the verse says. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. In the past, when you have heard that verse, what comes to mind? For me, I almost always glossed over several of the words because mentally I get a bit overloaded by how many different things the verse is asking me to think upon. And that is the reason why taking this verse and applying gratitude practice to it can help you slow down, think about what each word means, to the point where we're even going to talk about the definitions of those words and go through them one by one, thanking God for things that are lovely, for things that are admirable. And by thanking God for these things, you begin to think about them, which is exactly what this verse is encouraging us to do. As we begin this practice, I want you to think about each definition as a stepping stone, guiding you toward a more profound understanding of the qualities that are highlighted in this verse. It urges us to think on things that are admirable. What does admirable mean? It urges us to think on things that are true and pure and right and lovely. But what do those things mean? As we give thanks for these qualities and different things in our lives that exhibit these qualities, we're not merely uttering words. We're engaging in a practice that shapes our perspective of the created world, and we know that God has created this world. Fostering that mindset of gratitude is not just for us. Yes, it rewires our brains, but it is a way of engaging with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit because we are thinking and thanking God for the things that He has asked us to think upon in His Word. And as we participate in this particular gratitude practice over and over and over again, thinking on such things becomes easier. It becomes more of our default instead of thinking on the negative. It is essential to acknowledge the effort that this practice takes to think on such things and then to turn around and thank God for them. especially when you're faced with complexities of life. As I've said before, and as you already know, life is hard. Life challenges us. And our ability to draw from verses such as Philippians 4:8 has to be something that is practiced. Otherwise, it's not where our mind goes to when life does become incredibly complicated. With that said, yesterday, we moved into the practice of thanking God for things that are true. The second quality we are encouraged to think upon in Philippians 4:8 is whatever is noble. The definition of noble is having or showing fine personal qualities or high moral principles and ideas. And so I want you to bring to mind something or someone that shows fine personal qualities, that demonstrates high moral principles and ideas. And I want you to thank God for 1 to 3 of those things or people. Again, this is not ascribing perfection to someone or something. We can all acknowledge that we live in a sin-filled world, yet we can still think upon and thank God for people and things in our life that exhibit noble character. Then Philippians 4:8 tells us to think upon whatever is right. The definition of right is morally correct, just, honorable. Are there things or people or situations in your life where you have been a witness to moral correctness, to justice, to honorability? I'm thinking about an organization in my city, Refugee Hope Partners. The founder, Michelle, shared a portion of her testimony a few weeks ago at a nonprofit event I was attending, and I thank God that it was right. Other things that come to mind are a newborn baby sleeping with its mother. Jesus, King of Kings. I think about my friends in Florida, Whitney and Scott Wechter, and the way that I have witnessed them care for foster children over and over and over again. Thank you, God, for that rightness. Then we are encouraged to think on whatever is lovely. The definition of lovely is exquisitely beautiful. What can you thank God for that is exquisitely beautiful? I think about the fall mountains, the North Carolina sky, my kids swinging on the swing set, laughing. Thankfully, this one is a bit easier for the majority of us to think upon, yet we still need to intentionally practice it. Then we are encouraged to think on whatever is pure. The definition of pure is not mixed or adulterated with any other substance or material. What can you think of that is pure? God, I thank you for the purity of my dog Charlie running and playing alongside the kids. God, I thank you for the purity of partaking of your word with my family. God, I thank you for hiking in the mountains as a family and the pure joy and delight it brings to our souls. Then we are told to think on whatever is admirable. The definition of admirable is arousing or deserving respect or approval. What can you think on and thank God for that arouses respect and approval within you, or that deserves respect and approval within you? God, I thank you for my mother-in-law's faithfulness to prayer. It is admirable. God, I thank you for a friend of mine and her willingness to talk to an acquaintance of mine who is experiencing a similar difficult situation. It is admirable that she would share her painful experience with another in order to encourage, pray, and provide hope for this woman. Do you see how it takes time and effort to think about what these words mean in order to truly think upon what you're being asked to do here? Yet when you move into it, your mind expands to places and things you maybe hadn't considered previously. God Almighty, we thank you that you give us the capacity to learn the depth and the meaning of words. And as we learn those, we can begin to think upon all of the ways you pour those things into our lives abundantly. And for that, we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. This is why I encourage you to go and download the gratitude practice available at graceenoughpodcast.com/free-gratitude-practice. I have been using this for 3, maybe 4 years now, and it has changed the way that I understand and process Philippians 4:8. Will you join me on this repetitious journey of gratitude practice?